Welcome, everyone. You're very, very welcome to be with us today. Thank you for joining us. If you're into classic cars, you hopefully will enjoy today's devotional and the next few over the next day or two, because we're going to look at some great classic cars, mostly from the 70s and 1980s, early 1980s. A little bit about the car and then a little bit about the colour of the car and how that relates to you and how that relates to me, and how it relates to the Word of God, the Bible. So share it with your friends. You might have friends out there and they like classic cars, especially if you're a Ford man, because this is a beautiful 1980 Mark II Ford Escort RS2000. Four-cylinder, two-litre engine, and again, an absolute classic car from back in the late 70s and early 80s. There's something wonderful, something beautiful about a Mark II Escort. Rear-wheel drive, of course, and that iconic look, and a classic rally car as well. Very, very collectible nowadays. Whenever I was 17, doing my driver's license test, used to get the auto trader out, go to the classic section, and you could have picked up a Mark I or a Mark II Escort back in those days, mid-90s, for reasonable money, but they've gone up a lot in price. They've become very, very collectible, and possibly one of the most collectible of all, the RS2000. This is a Mark II. Of course, it's black and it's got a lovely, lovely brown interior. Just a lovely car. Handles well. Lovely wee set of alloys on it too. And just a classic car. So put a comment in the section below if you've got one yourself, or you had one, or you know somebody that has one, and just enjoy the car for a moment or two. But of course, the colour is black. And black in the Word of God reminds us, of course, of darkness. The Bible says in the Gospel of John that men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. The Scripture says that the natural man, that is, man without grace and man without God, his foolish heart is darkened. The Lord Jesus Christ said it's out of the heart that proceed thefts, murders, lies, fornication, murder, adultery. All of these things come from within. They come from the human heart. Jeremiah said that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And our hearts are dark. Our hearts are black, if you like, in God's sight. There's no good thing within us. I encourage you to read the book of Romans, the first three chapters, and it shows us the human heart and human nature absolutely unrefined and naked. And it says, all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. There's none that seeketh after God. We are all as an unclean thing, Scripture says, and all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And that poses a great problem for each and every one of us, because the Bible says that God is light, and God is of purer eyes than to behold iniquity, and he cannot look upon sin. That means he cannot look upon sinful men with favour, unless sin is dealt with. Now, sin is not merely the wrong things that we do. Sin is a principle that works within us. We are not sinners because we have committed sin. We commit sin because we are born in sin and shapen in iniquity, born with a sin nature. My mother never had to teach me to lose my temper. She never had to teach me to steal. She never had to teach me to lie, to be proud, arrogant, self-willed, backbiting, or any of those things. All of those things became and were natural to me. Just as a fish takes to the water, just as a bird takes to the air, so this heart of mine takes to sin. And there's something about the human heart that is wicked and evil, the Bible says. Now, that does not mean we're as evil as it's possible to be. It's easy to look at other people, perhaps, and think, well, I'm not as bad as him, I'm not as bad as her. But whenever we compare ourselves to God's word, God's standard, the Sermon on the Mount, the Golden Rule, the Ten Commandments, we see our sin. The first and great commandment is that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, and all thy strength. That's the first and great commandment, that we love the Lord more than we love ourselves, that we put him first in all things. And we have all broken the very first commandment. We have put things before God. We have taken his name in vain. We're unthankful by nature. Some of us choose to ignore God or pretend that God doesn't exist. And then the second great commandment is to love your neighbour as yourself. The Ten Commandments says, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, and so it goes on. And yet we have broken all of God's law in thought, word and deed. The Bible says all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And that's why we need a Saviour. Join us next time and we'll talk a little bit more about these classic cars and also about some of the great truths of God's word. Thank you.